Show.
The American Country Show with Stephen Q.
Hey, I'm Carrie Underwood.
I'm Kenny Chet.
Hey, I'm Taylor Swift.
Hey, I'm Kix Brooks.
Turn it up.
American Country Show.
KFM.
American Country Show, it's Kildare's KFM. Stephen Keogh here. I got the Stetson on, ready to roll with 2 hours of the hottest American country music. Great way to kick off tonight. Just getting started from Jason Aldean. So how are you doing? Hope you're having a good weekend. We're slap bang in the middle of it here for your Saturday evening. Double shots tonight. I got two of those. I got Florida Georgia Line, who are rocking the Three Arena last weekend for Country to Country in Dublin. And also Zach Brown Band after 9 o'clock. And also after 9 o'clock, we'll be speaking to a local Kildare man, Shane Sullivan, who has recorded and produced an album from Nashville. Details after 9 o'clock. It's a cracking album, actually. Shane Sullivan is in studio with me here after 9 o'clock. We've got the best in American country music. New country band from the UK called The Shires coming up in a moment. After Brad Paisley, this is Perfect Storm on Kildare's KFM.
American Country Show.
American Country Show. Kildare's KFM.
American Country Show, Kildare's KFM. Dirk Bentley, Say You Do, and before it, Brave from the Shires. Stephen Keogh here. We got Florida Georgia Line to play two songs from FGL. They were rocking Dublin last weekend for Country to Country, and they've also launched a campaign as well to put an end to texting while driving. Details on that shortly. And the band Perry Grammy winners on the way.
More hot country next on KFM.
American Country Show.
Hi, this is Chris Young.
Hi, this is Carrie Underwood.
Hey, y'all, this is Jake Owen.
We are the Band Perry. You're listening to the American Country Show with Stephen Keogh
on KFM.
Well, it's knowing that your door's on.
Such a good version of the Glen Campbell classic song, Gentle on My Mind, the band Perry, Kimberly Reid and Neil Perry on this week's American Country Show. Stephen Keogh here in conversation with Shane Sullivan. In the next hour, the Athy man who went to Nashville with his guitar and came back with a country album. Details, great story actually, details here after 9 o'clock. Now, double shot artists, maybe you were at the Three Arena last weekend, rocking to these guys. They were absolutely superb in concert for Country to Country. Here's Florida Georgia Line, going to play two songs this week's double shot, and the new one is called Sippin' on Fire on American Country Show. It's KFM.
Girl, you melt me like ice and whiskey.
97.6 and 97.3. It's American Country Show, Kildare's KFM. Carrie Underwood's new song in a moment. Sam Hunt as well. Leave the Light On shortly. And this week, our double shot artist in the first hour of the show from Florida Georgia Line. Sippin' on Fire is the new song, and there's Get Your Shine On from FGL. And they're involved in a campaign which is to end texting while driving.
Wanting to just give you guys a quick reminder of how, honestly, we see a lot of close calls.
Make sure you're not texting and driving. It can wait, baby.
It's good advice, and it's a problem here, clearly, as well as in America. So take heed of that if you're on the road tonight. Hope you're enjoying this week's American Country Show. That was two from Florida Georgia Line. And the double shot in the next hour is from Zach Brown Band. Now, hot new country from Carrie Underwood from the Decade's Greatest Hits album. This is Little Toy Guns on American Country Show, KFM. Playing the hottest country every Saturday night here on Kildare's KFM, and country newcomer Sam Hunt, who's had an amazing 6 months or so, Leave the Light On. Speaking of new country artists, we've got Cannon Smith shortly. He's a newcomer. I've got Tim McGraw's latest hit song, and Kelsey Bellarini. Now, she is the girl that CMT said was the next woman of country last year. She's got her latest hit song in the charts, and I'll play it for you in a moment.
More hot country next on KFM.
Are you looking for today's
Love Me Like You Mean It? A bit like Ellie Goulding's Love Me Like You Do, I suppose. The same sentiment in the song. Kelsey Bellarini, she's a country newcomer. She's just been launched, and that's her current single. She recently played for the first time at the Grand Ole Opry there in February, named at the tail end of last year as CMT's Next Woman of Country. That is a great single. And she started songwriting at a very young age.
When I was like 12, 13, I always loved writing, so I was like,
Nashville and the whole community there, and moved there when I was 15.
Kelsey Bellarini, her new song is called Love Me Like You Mean It. Tim McGraw's got a new one. It features his cousin on backing vocals. Going to play that shortly after country newcomer Cannon Smith. Love You Like That on American Country Show. It's Kildare's KFM.
Hey girl, I'm just a small town running around.
The American Country Show, it's Kildare's KFM, Stephen Keogh here. We're chatting to Shane Sullivan after 9 o'clock. He's a Kildare man from Athy. He went to Nashville to record an album and he's back with it, and we chat to him after nine on the show. That's Cannon Smith, a newcomer. He was on a reality TV show recently called The Amazing Race. I first heard of him last year when the Rolling Stone Country magazine came out and said that he was one of the 10 new artists you need to know. So Cannon Smith, certainly good sound there. Love You Like That. Now here's a country old timer who's back with a new song, Tim McGraw, and this features his cousin, Catherine Dunn. Great Irish name. His cousin is on this with Tim. It's a really good new single from Tim McGraw. From Sundown Heaven Town, this is Diamond Rings and Old Barstools. News at 9 is coming up next. It's Kildare's KFM.
Diamond Rings and Old Barstools.
KFM. Loading up another hour of hot American country. KFM.
Dominic Kirwan and Mary Duff together in concert.
Shane Sullivan on this week's American Country Show. I Ain't Getting Over You. It's from the album Little Steps, which, Shane, you were saying is going to be released, I think, sometime in April. Is that right?
Yeah, the release date is set for the 30th of April. So we'll have a big release party at the Clannard Court Hotel on Thursday, the 30th of April. And everybody is more than welcome to join us.
Right, let's just zoom back and go back to the start of your career, because you started off with your brother, Adrian, and you were known as the Sullivan Brothers, just for people who might not remember. And then you moved on with Adrian, I think, to Lowtown. And what's the story with Lowtown? Are you guys split up? Or
you can't
be split from your brother, I suppose.
No, I could never do that. It's like part of, he's like part of my, he's my left arm, and you know, that kind of way. Yeah. You know, I always enjoy working with Adrian. We have some tracks coming back from Nashville as we speak. So there's a new mixing to be done on.
So
on
is he a country fan as well, or would he be more mainstream?
Yeah. Oh, Adrian loves his country as well. He loves his he likes all the alternative songwriters like Steve Earle and, you know, Townes Van Zandt. He has a this is kind of more, I wanted a more commercial kind of thing, and I just needed to do some, just a project on my own, and it was nothing to do with splitting with my brother, but it's just something I needed to do myself.
Okay, and the album then, what's the plan to release it? Because you're going solo on this, aren't you?
Yeah, this is a solo project. Well, I'm going to release two singles. I'm going to release Little Steps as a commercial release, and I Ain't Getting Over You, this track you just played, is a is geared towards the country music industry. So it's also going to be released in Nashville as well. So
The album,
and we're going to, you know, put it in the single into Nashville.
How do you do that? How do you release an album? Like, you'll be over here, will you? Have you got somebody working on your behalf?
Yeah, no, once you're assigned with ASCAP, and, you know, you can release all over the world.
And will you have to go over there and do PR appearances and performances?
Well, I'm looking to see if I can get back to Nashville in the near future to do a stint of gigs out there. So it's more or less kind of digitally released for Nashville.
Okay, and how did you get that country twang? Because, I mean, we just played the song there. It sounds, as I say, directly from the Grand Ole Opry, almost.
I wish. That's
maybe
wish
one day, maybe one
well.
Day. Yeah.
You never know. No, I think that's the way I always sang, and it's music that I really enjoy. I'm able to put all my kind of emotions into that music, and I just really enjoy singing it, so, you know, I think that's the voice I always had.
How do you write? I mean, how do you go about writing a country song? Is it different from writing a sort of contemporary song, if you like?
Well, a lot of the songs on my album are very personal songs to me, and also about people I know, or, you know, but the song Little Steps was kind of, believe it or not, I wrote it through emotions of maybe two people you know, breaking up, but also from a bereavement side of it as well, to get the connection in the song. So that's how it worked. Little Steps. Country.
Little Steps, as in taking it one day at a time, getting over a breakup.
Absolutely, yeah. Whatever it is that whatever emotions are going on in your head that you have to get over.
There was a great country song, Chris Cagle, I Breathe In, I Breathe Out. Do you ever hear that one?
Yes, I did.
It was about taking it one day at a time like that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's, I've based my whole, my whole experience on doing this album on, that's why I named the album Little Steps, because everything I've done is more or less Little Steps. And, you know, I think by jumping into, you know, feet first into everything that I don't think it's going to work for me. So, you know, this has been in the process for over a year, and exactly what the album says, it is little steps I've taken.
Okay, well, let's listen to the track, title track from the album, from Shane Sullivan. Here's Little Steps on American Country Show.
It won't make it easier to cry.
American Country Show, Kildare's KFM, Stephen Keogh here, Saturday night, and of course a treat for you tonight because we've got a Thai man on this week's American Country Show who went over to Nashville to record an album, and his name is Shane Sullivan, and that's called Little Steps, the title track from the album. It's great. Love the song, Shane. That is really gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you're under no illusions. This is not going to be easy, especially the Nashville side of it. I mean, it's a tall order to break Nashville, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. Look, that's kind of the second on my list, you know.
Yeah.
It's to get my music out over here first and to build a fan base, and then maybe look into promoting it a little bit more over in Nashville. Mm-hmm. But I've got some people who are they are going to help me out over there. But yeah, it is one of the toughest industries to be in. But on the songwriting side of it, you know, it's, you know, could I look at an avenue there either? Or because I am doing a lot of co-writes as well, and you know, it's just such a tough industry to be in. So, and you know, everybody's in it for themselves, and you know, that's where it becomes cutthroat.
Do you know what you could do? I was just thinking, actually, because Blake Shelton is a coach on The Voice in the States, because you did your star here with Shane, with Adrian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you ever go down that road again, the reality TV?
I've done it, and you know.
But even like as an Irish guy going on, you know, to impress Blake Shelton, would that not even that side of it, or is that chapter closed? Is it?
Yeah, I think so, because it's just it's mentally draining on your body, and it plays an awful lot with you. It has, you know, with your star, it was, yeah, we enjoyed the experience. It was fantastic and stuff like that, but we.
You did well, actually, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We came second in that, and you know, reality TV is—it's not really, the talent shows are not really for me anymore. Anyway, I'm getting too old.
Yeah, never too old. Just it's a kind of a little helping hand, I suppose. And so many careers have been launched in recent years, I suppose. Maybe too many careers have been launched by these shows. But anyway, look, we're not going down that road. We're taking little steps towards back to Nashville, hopefully. And we wish you the best of luck. When is the launch night again in the Clannard Court?
On the 30th of April at 8 p.m. in the Clannard. And also, I'll be posting up some tour dates that are coming along, and I think that's in the process of a full band tour, also with acoustic gigs as well, with two and three piece.
Okay. If you want to follow you online, you're Shane Sullivan. You've got a Facebook page.
Yeah, Shane Sullivan Music.
Okay.
And also I'm on at Shane Sully Music on Twitter.
Okay, you can tweet Shane as well. Listen, it's great having you in this evening. Thanks very much. I know. I think you were hoping that some of the guys in Nashville were tuned in this evening.
Yeah, because I just want to say a huge thank you to all the guys that were involved, especially Jeff Burke, who put so much time into this album, and you know, from the initial plans that we had for the album to where it's after coming today. I just can't thank that guy enough, and also to all the musicians and stuff that worked with it.
Okay, we'll look forward to hopefully loads of people buying the album. When is the album released? What's the date? Is it the date
of the launch night?
The
release party, yeah. There will be two singles out.
Yeah, and it's a good idea because one of them is kind of more contemporary, one is more country, so you get country airplay, you'll get mainstream as well. So we wish you the best of luck, Shane Sullivan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Stephen.
More hot country next on KFM. K-Country with Liam Kett on Kildare's KFM.
K-Country brings you the best of Irish and...
97.6 and 97.3, Kildare's KFM with the American Country Show. There's another guy who was rocking the Three Arena last week in Dublin for Country to Country. It's Brantley Gilbert's Bottoms Up. And by the way, I saw that the London leg next year is going to be three dates. I noticed that they added a third date, which is great news. Obviously, country music is continuing to gain popularity over in the UK and here as well. Don't be surprised if it's the same story next year in Dublin. No confirmation of that yet, but looking forward already to next year's Country to Country. Now, double shot artist this hour is Zach Brown Band, and here's the latest song called Homegrown on this week's American Country Show. It's KFM. Such a catchy little song, isn't it? Knee Deep from Zach Brown Bands, Jimmy Buffett as well, and also the latest song from the boys, Homegrown, on this week's American Country Show. Stephen Keogh here, and I hope you're having a great weekend. We're playing the hottest American country music, and don't forget Liam Kidd is Irish and American country all mixed up, Monday to Thursday, K-Country. Now, this is Chris Young, KFM.
Tuesday night, crowded bars.
97.6, 97.3, American Country Show on KFM with Chris Young's latest. It's called Lonely Eyes. George Strait, the King of Country, shortly. And Uncle Cracker's coming up.
More hot country next on KFM.
Hello there, this is David.
You make me smile.
Uncle Cracker, who went all country a couple of years ago with Smile on this week's American Country Show. Back next Saturday night here from 8 until 10 o'clock. And I'm back with you, Stephen Keogh Breakfast Show, on Monday morning. We don't even want to think about the end of the weekend, so enjoy the rest of yours. And hang on for Saturday night party after 10 o'clock with George Strait. Now, here's the King of Country. And write this down. We'll see you here next Saturday. It's KFM.
I never saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind.